So, learnings, discoveries, questions about chain anchors, yes. Yes.
And I tried, because I was, her hand was like that, and I tried to do it like that, I kept wrapping, so trying to over-anchoring it around the hand.
Oh, okay.
So that I found that if I did it with the opposite hand,
yes,
it more naturally went round and I didn't do the, so it's almost like a practical,
right, how just one a of practical, pure logistical thing.
Because I was anchoring procrastination all over the place.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a little hazardous.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah. has your client come back from the break yet?
Awesome. I found I'm very left-handed, and they anchored on my right. And not only did they anchor from my right, but they did it from pinky to thumb.
Okay.
And I found that so weird. From firing them off, I just felt weird. This is really weird. So, and I didn't know if there is something about...
It feels weird anyway, I must admit. Yeah, any anchors just feel weird anyway.
I felt uncomfortable because it didn't feel right. Not that it impacted on the outcome, but it didn't feel
bad. Oh, right, okay.
So there was something about a sequential order to my thing.
Yes, probably what it was is that it went in the opposite direction to the way that you think that time travels.
Okay,
yeah. So you probably think that time travels from here to here.
Yeah, of course it does.
And you went from procrastination to motivation. Future to past.
Ah.
That could be it.
That's good,
isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Well, I don't know if it's true, but it's a good idea.
Never get stuck something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the trigger firing off. Yep, there we go. Knowing what to say.
That is true, though. Did you
wrong? Sorry?
That's true. Did you wrong?
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. No, it's fine.
I've got all the stuff.
I was working with Tom, trying to get him from going through procrastination and not making phone calls.
Brilliant stuff. Good. Jill.
When we were running the chain, and Maggie was going through the states, it felt like I was a practitioner. I felt like I was on the road.
Mm. Yeah.
And when she came out of it, we both sat there, and we both felt the same.
It is a weird feeling, isn't it, having the states chained together. I can remember when I was on my practitioner training, my practitioner hadn't followed the instructions and actually designed the chain and installed all the anchors, but not actually chained them before asking for a coach to come along and check it out. And so anyway, as it turned out, she designed the chain properly and all that kind of stuff. And the coach said, yeah, okay, so you can chain them now. And just did that gesture. And as soon as I saw that gesture, I chained him without even, and it's kind of like, ooh, it's kind of like, I felt all the states coming over my body. I'm going like, I think I've already done it. it definitely does feel weird having the states chained together. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing, an observation that the big learning thing for me at the moment is states that I think. One thing to me don't mean the same thing to somebody else.
That's right.
And also when I'm eliciting the states from other people, to try and do as clean in the state, to build any misconceptions of what they possibly might be with that state.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to use your client's words for the states.
Or just keep the excitation very neutral. You know, if you're eliciting a state of enjoyment, how good does that sound? If you're actually recalling in yourself emotions, don't actually put.
Yeah. Just use a script, you know. Go back to the time, flow down your body, see what look through your own eyes, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and get the feelings.
Yeah.
Is about all you really need to say.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I don't know why it works. It's bizarre, but it works. Strange.
Just something on physiology. And Sheridan is really good at showing her state. So she was almost shaking at some point. I blame you for that. Well, thank you for that. Caroline said just, look at her state. And she was literally sort of quivering when she was in the motivation. So it's much, if you get your clients to sort of, physically demonstrate almost what they're like.
I mean, my kind of like general rule of thumb on that is, if you can't see the state in the client, the client's not in state. So you need to amp it up more. If you're looking at them and go like, I can't tell any difference now between motivation and like curiosity, then you need to make the stakes bigger. Yeah. So keep amplifying them until you can see them. And then when you chain them, then you can get your timing perfect because you see the different states come up in the client. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Phil.
Yeah,